You know, I think our hope is that he can come off the bench and give us an at-bat. You know, we're optimistic about that right now.
Did he have tests or anything on the shoulder or anything?
You know, they did another test today, so you know, they're going to continue to kind of evaluate it and see how much progress they make with it today. And then decide what form we go from there.
Treatment mostly hot and cold.
Yeah, right. There you go. See, you're on top of it. Well, little hot, cold, ultrasound, you know, all those modern technology advancements.
Anything new on Piscotty? Did you guys get a chance to check in with him after yesterday?
Yeah, Stephen went well. You know, plan is for him to meet the team, and we'll make a decision in terms of timing back and everything.
Do you know when he'll meet you guys?
He'll be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. But not necessarily activated.
Right.
What is it about Blackburn doing so well on the road?
Yeah, I wish I had the answer for that one, but I hope it continues, obviously. Paul's done a great job for us this year on the road. You know, and I think for the most part, this season he's pitched really well for us. So last outing was a little bit uncharacteristic of how he's done this year. But, you know, it's a long season, and everyone's going to have a bump in the road here and there.
You mentioned yesterday just liking what you're seeing with Seth's at-bats right now. What is it in particular that maybe he's doing now that has been an improvement over the first month or so?
I think noticeably he's covering the outer third a little bit better than he did early in the season. He's been able to take what pitchers have given him, whether it's a sinker down and away and hit it to left field, waiting for the opportunity to get a hanging breaking ball like he did yesterday. I think for him, utilizing the other side of the field has really gotten him back to being a well-rounded, more professional hitter.
And what about Ken Lowry? I mean, I know he has been hitting lately. How do you get him back?
Well, I think from Jed's standpoint, you know, one, there's a somewhat of a health issue that he's been grinding through, may have impact on performance. But overall, he's a veteran player, someone that knows his swing, knows what he needs to do to turn things around.
Colin Groh, obviously, the guy who was in your system and now the Yankees. How well do you know him, and what do you remember of him just as a player in your system?
Yeah, for Colin, you know, as a coach, having him here in spring training, loved his energy, loved his enthusiasm, really, really good receiver. You know, I just think the bat was a little short, but he could really catch and throw. Good to see him land on his feet here with this organization, a great organization to be a part of, and to start his coaching career being in the bullpen. And, you know, I know I think he had aspirations to continue to, you know, move forward and coach in this game, and it's a good start for him.
Are the qualities that a bullpen catcher needs to have? It seems like it can be a pretty thankless job sometimes.
It is a thankless job. They do a lot of work. Our guys, Wilkins Castillo and Dustin Hughes, they really grind. They do a lot of work behind the scenes. But they're also making those relationships with the pitchers. You know, they spend a lot of quality time with the pitching staff, and they can be eyes and ears also for our pitching coach and our bullpen coach, Marcus, to help them. And if they see something, and I think it's good to have catchers that have played at a high level and understand what those guys, those pitchers, go through on a daily basis.
All right.
Good.